Before we get into today's episode of the Kona Edge, I just wanted to give you a heads up once again that at the end of this month, we are once again giving away an entry into a half Ironman race anywhere in the world. You can race if you'd like to enter. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. You can also text the word Ironman to 44222 if you're in the United States, and I'll send you the details on how you can get into the draw. And it's as simple as becoming a patron of the Kona Edge. So if you spare a few cents our way and help us keep the lights on, we'll put your name into the draw. For every dollar that you pledge, you get one entry into the draw. It'll be happening on the 1st of July. So head over to thekonaedge.com/win, or you can text the word Ironman to 44222.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome to the Kona Edge. I am still Brad Brown, coming to you from Cape Town in South Africa, literally probably on the other side of the planet from where you're sitting. I always love hearing from athletes around the world and finding out where people listen to this podcast. So every now and again, I get a photo with a tweet and a hashtag, the Kona Edge, from someone sitting on an indoor trainer somewhere, or running on a treadmill somewhere, or running on a mountain in the middle of nowhere. So what I'm going to do is ask you to literally stop what you're doing right now. If you're driving, don't do this, okay? But take a photo of where you're listening to the Kona Edge and send it to me via social media. If you're on Facebook, get into the Facebook group. It's thekonaedge.com/Facebook. Post it there. Or you can tag me on Twitter, on Instagram. Just search for The Kona Edge. Or you can look for me. I'm at Big Brad Brown. So either or, my personal profile is at Big Brad Brown, but we've got one for the Kona Edge as well, so you can go and check that out. I just love seeing where everybody lives and trains and listens to the podcast. So send those tweets and Facebook messages and Instagrams, okay? That's, use the hashtag TheKonaEdge and send us a shout out. Coming up in today's podcast, we're going to be chatting to Megan Full now and finding out a little bit more about her strongest discipline, the run. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more, hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Huge pleasure to welcome Megan Fulnow back onto the podcast. Megan, out of the three disciplines, your run is definitely your strongest. You came from a marathoning background before you really got into triathlon in a big way, and it helps when your strongest and favorite of the three disciplines is the run.
Definitely. The run is for sure my favorite. I love to do it, training and then racing. I mean, the swim is I'm just not, that's not my background. And then the biking is always makes me angst because I don't know what's going to happen, if I'm going to have a mechanical issue or something. And so when I get to the run, I'm just like so happy and I love it. And yeah, so that's definitely my favorite discipline.
Megan, one thing you did mention to me is that over time, you've obviously had to work a lot on your swim and on your bike to get sort of better in those two disciplines, but your run has been strong. And you almost, I don't want to say you feel like you've neglected your run, but you haven't got as bigger gains on the run as you have on the other two disciplines. Is that a case of sort of focusing on your weakness and almost neglecting your strength a bit? Do you think that's the right way to go about it, or should you build on that strength as much as you can?
Yeah, I think I definitely need to enhance my strength for sure and keep practicing that. So that's going to be my goal this summer. Gonna have to talk to my sister who trains me, that I really want to focus on the run, because yeah, when you can enhance your strength, that just really makes a huge difference for sure. Especially the closer you get to a race and everything, like the off season's a good time to work on your weaknesses, but yeah, so I think just improving that run will be really helpful for me.
As far as run goes and the workouts that sort of count towards an Ironman and to put in the performances that you need to put in, what do you love doing? What are some of your favorite workouts?
Well, I love just easy endurance runs. I just love, whether it's listening to podcasts or music or chit-chatting with a friend, I love doing those workouts. So that's good training for Ironman. And then kind of in the beginning of the season when I'm starting to try to get fit, I'll intertwine some fartlek runs in. I love those. I think that's from my sport background with the fast twitch muscles. So those are always fun. I really despise lactate threshold workouts, but I think those are so helpful. So my sister had me do a big block of those, and I think that really helped prepare me for Texas this year. And also a key workout that I think I really benefited from this season was the double long run. So on Sundays, this wasn't all the time. I think I did it twice. I woke up and did an easy endurance run before church, and then I would recover, go to lunch, hang out. And then in the heat of the day, because we surprisingly did have some warm days in the spring, I would do a longer run at race pace. And so that was just good kind of mental prep and physical prep, because sometimes you're like, seriously, I have to go work out again, or or maybe it's hot, or just so yeah, it was just really good. And then it's supposed to help with getting you tough when your body is a little fatigued, because maybe I did a break on Saturday and then I already ran that day, and then I have to go in the heat of the day and do a run at race pace. So that was, I think, a really pivotal workout for me for this block.
And from a mental perspective, that having to go out for a second run on a Sunday after, like you say, you've had a Sunday lunch, you spent some time with the family, that's pretty tough to motivate yourself to get out the front door.
Yes, so I think it was good for the mental side of things too.
Megan, as far as your sort of run gains wise, how much do you think you can improve your marathon time by? I mean, what currently, what's your Ironman marathon PR, and what's the goal? What do you want to get it down to?
That's a good question. I'm so bad with numbers and all that, but I'm usually in the 320s. My all-out marathon's sub-3, and so I would like to be in the teens for sure. If I could be in the low teens, that would be great. But I don't know. Some days it's just, I mean, I felt pretty good. I ran by feel the whole race in Texas, and yeah, I didn't have my GPS on, so yeah, I think if I can be a little bit more specific with the pacing on my GPS, that could help for sure.
Well, what's the secret to running a fast Ironman marathon?
I think it's a lot about durability and just mental tenacity for sure, and I think you have to be strong, because you've had so much going on throughout the day. And I think people just aren't smart when they're racing Ironman. They go out way too fast. And I have a lot of self-control when it comes to racing. Like, I'm not racing the person right next to me. I just kind of stay in my own zone and I'm not overpacing. So I think that really helps. And I just think having the strength is just key, because that makes you durable and that makes you get through the day.
Brilliant. Well, Megan, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time out.
Awesome, Brad. Thank you.
And that's it for another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's brilliant to have had you on the podcast once again. Before I go, our virtual tip jar, our iTunes reviews, and we're still getting lots of them in. You have no idea how much these things help, because the more iTunes reviews we get, the more iTunes goes, you know what, these guys actually are helping the triathlon community, and they put us in front of more triathletes. So if you'd like to throw 5 cents into our tip jar, go and leave us an iTunes review, okay? This one came in from Red Fox 2017 in Canada, saying over 200 golden nuggets. Excellent source of information in a format that's great to listen to while you're literally on the run. We'll be incorporating a lot of this advice into my training program. Well, Red Fox 2017, you are a star. Thank you so much for leaving that review. Don't forget as well, we're giving away an entry into an Ironman race. All you have to do is, if you'd like to enter, head over to theKonaEdge.com/win. It's been a long day. I'm going to bed. From myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.